Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Striving for mediocrity in a world of excellence, this is the Chaser Report.
Hello and welcome to the Chaser Report for Tuesday, the 5th of July.
Yoo-hoo!
Happy new financial year!
July already?
Mm. Oh, how time flies in this pub that we've been stuck in for ages. Chris Taylor, Floyd Alexander Hunt, Charles Firth and Dom Knight still in the Herald in Glebe. Which we're doing again on Tuesday night. In fact, tonight.
Yes,
we're
going
to be here again tonight.
Yeah, well, back again
tickets
tonight.
Tickets still available at chaser.com.au.
So we should aim to finish this podcast in time for the next team.
For the next one to come in,
So we haven't left since... Okay, we've been
it's
here.
It's very continuous, It's not as though we did one show and pre-recorded the whole week.
No.
No.
Not at all. We're always here.
No.
Take it away, Chris Taylor with his beloved segment, Taylor's Floor... What is it? Taylor's Flawless Solution? No.
No.
Do we Million Dollar Idea.
Oh, my God.
Please make him very welcome Chris Taylor's Million Dollar Idea.
Yeah.
Yes, Million Dollar Idea. Look, this is always, I guess, this was a segment I did when we had a show on Triple M in the afternoon.
Which was not a Million Dollar Idea.
No. It was a Million Dollar Loss. It's basically Shark Tank or Dragon's Den where I sort of put my entrepreneurial hat on and try to pitch ideas to you guys, to the panel, and everyone decides what's worth investing in, what's not. Can we all spitball the idea together and take it to Silicon Valley and make $1 million? I've been doing this, like, when we did do it on radio.
You had some amazingly good ideas.
Well, actually, there was a lot of cynicism.
Yeah.
And a lot of people always thought, well, that's a ridiculous idea. I think at least two of them, since we did the segment, I've now seen in practice all making a fortune.
I mean, to be fair, one of them was Milk Run.
All right. So they're kind of stupid. They're silly. They're just everyday solutions. You go with it, but everyone can chip in and tell me how we can develop it to make it an even... better idea. Okay, so first up, I'm a lot of these ideas I have in the shower, and they're always, you'll notice, about being in the shower. So this first one is, I always hate that period where you've finished your shower and you've got to make that journey across to the town, especially in the middle of winter, and you're absolutely freezing.
So is what you do, you hang the towel over the curtain rack?
Oh, I reckon that's about a $10 idea.
Yeah.
No, my $1 million idea.
Oh, okay. All right. Sorry. Like, yes, I forgot.
Yeah, that was shit, Charles.
Yeah, because,
sorry.
Oh, well, actually, you kind of talk some
sense.
Because that's
what I do.
Because a normal solution would just to bring your towel closer to where...
Before you have the shower.
Yeah. Some of us have palatial bathrooms, Charles.
Oh, like, yes.
My towel is like a good...
acre.
It's almost an Uber ride away from the shower. Like, I have to dial up Didi to get from the shower to my towel rail. And it's in the middle of winter, it's freezing.
Mm.
Solution? I told you these are stupid. You know those, like, Dyson Airblade things?
Oh, yeah.
I want to install an industrial-sized Dyson Airblade on the roof of the shower.
Wow.
So the minute you've turned the hot water off,
you
put the hot blast on.
So it's like our hands, but for our body.
It's like our body dryer.
Body dryer.
Like...
But would you want to see your skin go like... I don't know. Not you personally.
My eyes would be closed.
No shaming. I just mean I wouldn't want to see my...
A bit swabble, it's a bit swabbler, is what you say. A Dyson bit swabbler.
Couldn't you just...
like your hands don't look normal
in
those.
You close your eyes, though. You'd have
you close your eyes.
Wind in your face.
You literally just stand... Like, you could almost invent... Oh, this is even a better idea. $2 million idea. Well, fuck. I'm spitballing here.
Inflation.
Your shower head could convert to a blower.
Yeah.
Oh, hello.
So one minute talking. It's blowing...
Chris,
it's
can I just say, don't you reckon that when you're wet... No matter how hot you get the air, it's going to be cold.
Oh. Chris has always wanted to be blown in the shower, ladies and gentlemen. That's what it's all about. No, I think this is genius. I'm cursed by being an extremely hairy person, except on the top of my head. And so what happens whenever I have a shower, too much information, but fuck it, is the hair everywhere traps the water. And I immediately make the towel incredibly wet. So rather than the towel drying me, the towel just basically turns into a sponge.
Well, this is what I'm trying to get around.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm not saying throw away your towel.
But like, why
the
don't
towel
we
will still play a mop-up role.
Okay.
But your first blast of dryness is all coming from this large fan or whatever you want to call it. Almost like a Boeing or Airbus.
Yeah.
Not
a Boeing.
I'm sure it'll be cheap.
Yeah, not a Max 8. Not a Max 8. No, that ends.
Yeah.
Now can I just build on this, though? Because I'm imagining your industrial car wash. I want the rotating brushes to come down from the ceiling.
You want everything.
I want the real rub down. I want the wax. I want the wax spray. I want the tyre polishing. I don't even know what the fuck is, but that'd be great.
You want some illegal immigrants to come out and polish you. And
you had to make it dirty. But after the shower, you're very clean.
The Japanese toilet, I don't know if you've ever...
I only go to Japan to use the toilet.
Of course, they're amazing, but they've got so many different features. They've even got like perfume spray. You could have that as well.
So you could do your whole ablutions. You could sort of have cologne. Yes. Wow.
I don't want to get too personal, but there's on it. Who here's used a Japanese Toto washlet toilet? Because I've got a few people in.
Yeah.
So is there like a bidet?
It's much better than a bidet.
So much better.
It has an alarm. It comes out.
It squirts
the water jet. It dries you. But there's a lady button. There is a lady button on the console. I've never pressed it. And I want to know what happened,
Floyd.
Yeah, it blows on the other hole.
So it does what you think it does, doesn't it?
It does.
But
what
wouldn't
you think
it just blow hair around with you?
In my case,
look at this puff of hair everywhere.
I think I would be the ultimate transitioning challenge, to be honest. But this is a very good idea.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, back to your idea.
All right. It seems like there's sort of lukewarm support for that one. Mm. I've got not only are they million-dollar ideas, I've got a million of these to go through tonight.
Are they all in the shower?
No. Okay, we'll move to the living room.
Okay.
So, big fan of ad blocker. You know, like when you're watching YouTube and stuff. However, when you're watching TV, as I was the other night watching The State of Origin. Oh, sorry, not the other night. What date is it to now?
Yeah,
Tuesday. Weeks ago.
And like all the bloody menu log ads and all the ads. And you just go, why isn't there ad blocker for free-to-air TV? So I want to introduce ad blocker technology.
Mm.
So you install something on your TV and it's not like just dead air. You put good stuff on for the duration of the ad break. So like viral videos of
TikTok
of animals charging cars.
Chaser stunts.
Chaser memories. Honeymoon pictures from like, you could do all of that. Like genuine, some of your favorite short films or music videos.
You could have a book. You could have, you know, like a...
No.
What? Do you know what a TV is?
I'd almost rather the menu log than any fucking book you've written.
Is your TV just a big Kindle?
You can have the Chaser newspaper available from chasershop.com.
Cutting up Seinfeld into your favourite little 2-minute bits and just have something glorious to fill the gap. Don't tell me this isn't a good idea. Why is everyone looking at me like I'm mad? Imagine how it'd almost be better than the show you're watching. You might be watching The State of Origin. It's a bit boring. No. But, I'm looking forward to the ads because I'm going to get newsreader bloopers.
But Chris,
you've got your phone. What everyone else does is when the ads come on, they look down at their phone.
No, they don't.
And look up, you know, Seinfeld's greatest hits or whatever.
No.
I'm just worried I'll get the last episode of Seinfeld and hate my life. They're miserable.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Chaser Report. news you can't trust.
Well, you need a child, Chris, because what you need is you need a child who will change the channel. You can,
but then you just get more ads.
Like, no.
They always sync up the ad.
What you want to do? No, just to some streaming thing. Because the great thing about having a child is that it's kind of like having a slave, but you don't have to have the moral awkwardness of that.
Yeah.
I've got a 4-year-old and I've managed to convince her that it's really fun to throw things in the bin. For instance, it's a game she can play, where she can open the bin and just throw the rubbish in the bin. So you need to train a child or a seal or a dog or something. Just play some sort of streaming thing.
You're
over the
saying it's easier to train a seal than to install a simple ad blocker software to play old Seinfeld clips. Like, is that what your contribution to this million-dollar idea is?
Yes.
How entertaining would the seal be?
If I had a seal in my house, I wouldn't be training it to do things with. I'd just be watching the fucking seal. Yeah, exactly. That would be entertaining enough.
So I've never watched State of Origin.
Get out of this pub, Charles Firth.
But he has read a book on TV about State of Origin.
So what happens when an ad break comes on? Do they just stand there and wait until the ad? Like, is that it?
They have to hold up play for 2 minutes.
Go, everyone goes,
why it goes so long?
Yeah. Why don't you install the ad blocker on the screen in the stadium?
Yes.
So all of the players can also watch Seinfeld.
A seal comes out. No, but check, there's a problem with this, Chris. There is a problem. Right. I think you need to think about it. Which is that what they do, did anyone actually watch State of Origin in the room? Get a round of applause if you watched State of Origin. I watched it.
Go the Blues.
I mean, it's the small number you'd imagine at a Chaser event, frankly. I watched it and the problem is that during the game, they're constantly going, oh, it's the Harvey Norman replay. And there's things, there's ads during the game on the screen. So I want the technology to be able to replace a tiny portion of the image with Jerry Seinfeld doing some classic gear.
Oh, I have an idea. You know how like the New York Mets or whatever those things are?
Baseball.
Baseball, right. That's not a sport. But they have the videos of people like kissing, you know, the videos.
Oh, the kiss cam.
What? What if we had like that, but it like just randomly went to a TV in Australia? Or like
a lounge room in Australia.
And then it's like you and you've got to do something to entertain Australia.
Because don't we keep reading that like Google Home and Alexa,
like Google
basically
Box.
They are all
it's just a random Alexa just goes.
It just randomly and then you're like on.
A kiss cam for people watching the State of Origin.
Yes.
That's very good.
In their living room.
Basically be homophobic men who have suppressed their homosexuality.
Yes.
And forcing them to kiss. Now I think we've got $1 million idea. Yeah. Do you agree?
Yeah. And frankly, turn the camera on in my house and there's a motherfucking seal.
All right, next idea. Okay, from sport to the arts.
This is so highbrow.
Someone in the audience said, oh, God.
I love that person paid to be here.
This might just be me. Tell me if it's not. Like, I like theatre. I like going to plays and that kind of thing. But I hate intervals. I hate the whole ritual of interrupting the story, having to get up from your seat and doing that sort of awkward march through the narrow
street. See, if you hate
up
to
at
be
a bar.
Here, we just had interval in the show. Anyway.
That thing we just had, I hate that. It's my solution, and I think it's a good one. You can still have your interval. If the idea of intervals is largely to give the actors a rest and to make a bit of money on the bar, is to sort of have mini bars inside the armrests of every single seat. So you don't, you with me? So you lift up one flap, a bit like, you know, planes have those flaps where the table comes out. You'd have like fun size Chardonnay, fun size Shiraz, spirits, nuts, Maltesers, whatever you want. And then the other side just beers of the world, but whatever you want. And then you just, if you want to get them out, it's a bit like a vending machine. I imagine you sort of scan your card to get one of them released.
You tap your card.
And so you still get your drink, but with none of the inconvenience of having to do the theatre shuffle.
And you could have a straw that comes out from the seat and you suck on during the play.
A paper straw that comes out.
I
can take that ball and I can... What about a sushi train that just goes
around the whole theatre?
That's
good.
And I'm thinking we need this for this event.
And
this
can
event,
the drinks
frankly.
Be on the plates? Because I hate
remembering
the prices.
Yes, on the plates,
prices.
That's right.
So that'd be good.
But would it, have to snake through every row
and there'd
like
be
that?
Snacks. So, yes, it would. And there'd be snacks as well.
Where is this train during the performance.
Oh, it's going. It's constantly going.
Oh, it's constantly going. Yeah. Yeah. So
it's really disruptive.
During a boring STC, there's just drinks constantly. Oh, yeah. This is brilliant.
Yeah. And then ideally, if it was STC, you'd get rid of the play as well. Yeah. And then you'd really great.
It's just a bar where you can sit down.
You're in sushi train.
I'm loving that.
And what I love is the notion that somewhere on the sushi train, there's an air horn. And you've got the sound effect, Lachlan. At some point during the course of the performance, during a particularly moving soliloquy, some fucker just goes...
That's not bad. I can't remember which podcast it was. It was sometime in the last century where we were talking about how to get people back into churches.
Yes.
Mm. If you had the drinks train.
Holy water, forget the
Eucharist where you
have... The blood of Christ.
Yeah, just have constant blood of Christ... leaking through the church, and you can just like,
yes.
I love that.
Yes,
I think wouldn't it be amazing if you just sort of had dripping from the ceiling and everyone's just trying to catch a drip during the sermon? I'd go to church. Oh, that'd be fantastic.
Okay, more ideas. These are sort of not, these next series aren't so much entrepreneurial money making exercises, just advice for society.
The segment is going well
until
now.
Cool. Yep. That's great. Yeah.
Like this is. I reckon we're queuing the wrong way all the time. Like we're far too
waiting in a line
when it comes to queues. Like, So we need to be more. We need to sort of have more options or more segregation in queues. The gelato bar. Separate queue for all the fuckers who want to taste every single flavour. Yeah. And then another one for people who know what they want and straight in. Mm. That's not going to make me $1 million. I just think that'll improve society.
Also,
a $1 million idea. That's,
what if a gelato Messina, like 1 in 10 of the tasting scoops, is just a piece of poo? You'd never do it again.
Or arsenic. But it's never
just get it done.
In a similar vein, airport security, separate lane. For every express lane, for people who don't have a laptop that they need to take out of their bag and just want to zip through.
Who doesn't have a laptop?
I never have a laptop. I check it in. Oh. It's precisely so I can try and get through. You don't know.
No, I've never done. I've never. I've got my laptop here right now.
Always, because I hate getting it out.
But aren't you worried it's going to be
That's not what
like
I've heard in the shower.
I feel like I had the room with gelato. And then everyone's totally fine being held up by the laptop people.
Yeah, but wait. In the under, like, if you check it in, doesn't it get, like, damaged?
Right.
Yeah.
No.
What is your laptop?
It's full of this material I'm doing now.
So it's worthless.
I need to get people back. Okay, the bar.
Okay, back to the bar. Yeah.
Separate queue for fuckers who are ordering slow drinks like cocktails.
Yes.
So the rest of us can just get our beer and wine very, very quickly. Are you with me?
Yeah. Very, very good.
Yes.
Won the room back. And speaking of which, if someone wants to get me a beer, I wouldn't say no.
If only there was an app like Milk Run that could order you.
I suggested a sushi train. I'm just going for a more lo-fi version of that.
Now, the final one is even more shit, but you're going to go with me on it because I really, really believe in it. I love fish and chips.
Yeah.
But what's the one thing everyone hates about fish? There's always a risk of?
Smelling.
Bones.
Oh,
thank you.
Well, I love that.
But I want to interrogate.
Can I just, for those listening, Chris just got up and did a kind of artsy flourish as though everyone in the room was going to simultaneously go, the bones.
Yeah.
Why don't we
Oh, yes, famously.
Ladies and gentlemen, one, two,
fish
three.
Bones, yes.
The bones.
There we go.
Ah, of course.
Ah, yes.
Edit that bit out, Lachlan. Make it seem seamless.
It's a choking hazard. No one wants to deal with the bones. But we all love the chips that come with the fish. Why can't...
Hello.
Why can't we breed fish whose entire skeleton is made of chips?
Yeah!
Are you with me?
Yeah!
And that's $1 million idea!
Yeah! Our gear is from Rode Microphones and we are part of the Acast Creator Network. See you tonight!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.